You Forever by Tuesday Love Sang Rampa. Read to you by Blue Friend. This is Lesson 6. By now, it will be obvious that everything that is a vibration. Thus, throughout the whole of existence, there is what one could term a gigantic keyboard consisting of all the vibrations which can ever be. Let us imagine that it is the keyboard of an immense piano stretching for limitless miles. Let us imagine, if you like, that we are ants and we can see just a very few of the notes. The vibrations will correspond to the different keys of the piano. One note or key would cover the vibrations which we term touch. The vibration which is so slow, so solid, that we feel it rather than hear it or see it. The next note will be sound. That is, the note will cover those vibrations which activate the mechanism within our ears. We may not feel with our fingers those vibrations, but our ears tell us that there is sound. We cannot hear a thing which can be felt, nor can we feel a thing which can be heard. So we have covered two notes on our piano keyboard. The next will be sight. Here again, we have a vibration of such a frequency, that is, it is vibrating so rapidly, that we cannot feel it, and we cannot hear it, but it affects our eyes, and we call it sight. Interpenetrating these three notes, there are a very few others, such as that frequency or band of frequencies, which we call radio. A note higher, and we get telepathy, clairvoyance, and kindred manifestations or powers. But the whole point is that of the truly immense range of frequencies or vibrations. Man can perceive only a very, very limited range. Sight and sound are closely related, however. We can have a color and say that it has a musical note because there are certain electronic instruments which have been made which will play a particular note if a color is put under the scanner. If you find that difficult to understand, consider this. Radio waves, that is, music, speech, and even pictures, are about us at all times. They are with us in the house, wherever we go, whatever we do. We, unaided, cannot hear those radio waves. But if we have a special device, which we call a radio, which slows down the waves, or, if you like, converts the radio frequencies into audio frequencies, then we can hear the radio program originally broadcast, or see the television pictures. In much the same way, we can take a sound and say there is a color to fit it, or we can have a color and say that that particular color has a musical note. This, of course, is well known in the East, and we consider that it does actually increase one's appreciation of art, for example, if one can look at a painting and imagine the chord which would be the result of those colors if it were made into music. Everyone will, of course, be aware that Mars is also known as the red planet. Mars is the planet of red, and red of a certain shade, The basic red has a musical note which corresponds to Do. Orange, which is a part of red, corresponds to the note Re. Some religious beliefs state that orange is the color of the sun, while other religions are of the opinion that blue should be the sun's color. We prefer to state that we hold orange to be the sun's color. Yellow corresponds to Me, and the planet Mercury is the ruler of yellow. All of this, of course, goes back into ancient Eastern mythology. Just as the Greeks had their gods and goddesses who raced across the skies in flaming chariots, so the people of the East had their myths and their legends, but they invested the planets with color and said that such and such a color was ruled by such and such a planet. Green has a musical note corresponding to Fa. It is a color of growth, and it is stated by some people that plants can be stimulated by suitable notes of music. While we have no personal experience of this particular item, we have had information about it from an absolutely reliable source. Saturn is the planet controlling the color green. It may be of interest to state that the ancients derived these colors from the sensations they received as they contemplated a certain planet when they were meditating. Many of the ancients meditated on the highest parts of the earth, in the high peaks of the Himalayas, for example. And when one is 15,000 feet or so above the surface of the earth, quite a considerable amount of air is left behind, and the planets can be seen more clearly. Perceptions are more acute. Thus, the sages of old laid down the rules about the colors of the planets. Blue has the note of So. As we mentioned previously, some religions regard blue as the color of the sun, but we are working in the Eastern tradition, and we are going to take the assumption that blue is covered by the planet Jupiter. Indigo is La on the musical scale, and in the East it is said to be ruled by Venus. When favorably aspected, that is, when conferring benefits upon a person, Venus gives artistic ability and purity of thought. It gives the better type of character. It is only when it is connected with lower vibration people that Venus leads to various excesses. Violet corresponds to the musical note of T and is ruled by the moon. Here again, if we have a well-aspected person, the moon, or violet, gives clarity of thought, spirituality, and controlled imagination. But if the aspects are poor, then of course there are mental disturbances or even lunacy. Outside the aura, there is a sheath which completely encloses the human body, the etheric, and the aura itself. It is as if the whole assembly of the human entity, with the human body at the center, and then the etheric and the aura, is all encased in a bag. Imagine it like this. We have an ordinary hen's egg. Inside there is the yolk, corresponding to the human body, the physical body, that is. Beyond the yolk, we have the white of the egg, which we will say represents the etheric and the aura. But then, outside the white of the egg, between the white and the shell, there is a very thin skin. Quite a tough skin it is, too. When you boil an egg and you get rid of the shell, you can peel off the skin. The human assembly is like that. It is all encased in this skin-like covering. This skin is completely transparent, and under the impact of swirls or tremors in the aura, it undulates somewhat, but it always tries to regain its egg shape, something similar to a balloon always trying to regain its shape, because the pressure within is greater than the pressure without. You will be able to visualize it more if you imagine the body, the etheric, and the aura contained within an exceedingly thin cellophane bag of oval shape. As one thinks, one projects from the brain through the etheric, through the aura, and onto the auric skin. Here, upon the outer surface of that covering, one gets pictures of the thoughts. As in so many other instances, this is another example corresponding to radio or television. In the neck of a television tube, there is what is known as an electron gun, which shoots fast-moving electrons onto a fluorescent screen, which is the viewing screen, the part at which you gaze. As the electrons impinge upon a special coating inside the television screen, the thing fluoresces. That is, there is a point of light which persists for a time so that the eyes can carry over, by residual memory, the picture of where the point of light was. So eventually, the human eye sees the whole picture on the television screen. As the picture at the transmitter varies, so does the picture that you see on the television screen vary. In much the same way, thoughts go from our transmitter, that is, our brain, and reach the sheath covering the aura. Here, the thoughts seem to impinge and form pictures, which a clairvoyant can see. But we see not merely the picture of present thoughts, we can also see what has been. It is easily possible for an adept to look at a person and to actually see on the outer covering of the aura some of the things that the subject has done during the past 2 or 3 lives. It may sound fantastic to the uninitiated, but nevertheless, it is perfectly correct. Matter cannot be destroyed. Everything that is still exists. If you make a sound, the vibration of that sound, the energy which it causes, goes on forever. If, for instance, you could go from this earth quite instantly to a far, far planet, you would see, provided you had suitable instruments, pictures which happened thousands and thousands of years before. Light has a definite speed, and light does not fade, so that if you got sufficiently distant from the earth instantly, you would be able to see the creation of the earth. But this is taking us away from the subject under discussion. We want to make the point that the subconscious, not being controlled by the conscious, can project pictures of things beyond the present reach of the conscious. And so a person with good powers of clairvoyance can easily see what manner of person faces him. This is an advanced form of psychometry. It is what one might term visual psychometry, and we will deal with psychometry later. Everyone with any perception or sensitivity at all can sense an aura, even when they do not actually see it. How many times have you been instantly attracted or instantly repelled by a person when you've not even spoken to him? Unconscious perception of the aura explains one's likes and dislikes. All people used to be able to see the aura, but through abuses of various kinds, they lost the power. During the next few centuries, people are going to once again be able to do telepathy and clairvoyance, etc. Let us go further into the matter of likes and dislikes. Every aura is composed of many colors and many striations of color. It is necessary that the colors and striations match each other before two people can be compatible. It is often the case that a husband and wife will be very compatible in one or two directions and completely incompatible in others. That's because the particular waveform of one aura only touches the waveform of the partner's aura at certain definite points, and on those points there is complete agreement and complete compatibility. We say, for instance, that two people are poles apart, and that is definitely the case when they are incompatible. If you prefer, you can take it that people who are compatible have auric colors which blend and harmonize, whereas those who are incompatible have colors which clash and would be really painful to look upon. People come of certain types. They are of common frequencies. People of a common type go about in a body. You may get a whole herd of girls going about together, or a whole group of young men lounging on street corners or forming gangs. That's because all these people are of a common frequency or common type of aura. They depend upon each other. They have a magnetic attraction for each other, and the strongest person in the group will dominate the whole and influence them for good or bad. Young people should be trained by discipline and by self-discipline to control their more elementary impulses in order that the race as a whole may be improved. As already stated, a human is centered within the egg-shaped covering centered within the aura, and that is the normal position for most people, the average healthy person. When a person has a mental illness, he or she is not properly centered. Many people have said, "I feel out of myself today." That may well be the case. A person may be projecting at an angle inside the oval. People who are of dual personality are completely different from the average. They may have half the aura of one color and half of a completely different color pattern. They may, if their dual personality is marked, have an aura which is not just one egg shape, but has two eggs joined together at an angle to each other. Mental illness should not be treated so lightly. Shock treatment can be a very dangerous thing because it can drive the astral, we shall deal with this subject later, straight out of the body. But in the main, shock treatment is designed, consciously or unconsciously, to shock the two eggs into one. Often it just burns out neural patterns in the brain. We are born with certain potentialities, certain limits as to the coloring of our auras, the frequency of our vibrations, and other things, and it is thus possible for a determined, well-intentioned person to alter his or her aura for the better. Sadly, it is much easier to alter it for the worse. Socrates, to take one example, knew that he would be a good murderer, but he was not going to give in to the blows of fate, and so he took steps to alter his path through life. Instead of becoming a murderer, Socrates became the wisest man of his age. All of us can, if we want to, raise our thoughts to a higher level, and so help our auras. A person with a brown, muddy colored red in the aura, which shows excessive sexuality, can increase the rate of vibration of the red by sublimating the sexual desires, and then he will become one with much constructive drive, one who makes his way through life. The aura vanishes soon after death, but the etheric may continue for quite a long time. It depends upon the state of health of its former possessor. The etheric can become the mindless ghost which carries out senseless hauntings. Many people in the country districts have seen a form of bluish glow over the graves of those who have just been interred. This glow is particularly noticeable by night. This, of course, is merely the etheric dissipating away from the decomposing body. In the aura, low vibrations give dull, muddy colors, colors which nauseate rather than attract. The higher one's vibrations become, the purer and the more brilliant become the colors of the aura. Brilliant not in a garish way, but in the best, the most spiritual way. One can only say that pure colors are delightful, while muddy colors are distasteful. A good deed brightens one's outlook by brightening one's auric colors. A bad deed makes us feel blue or puts us in a black mood. Good deeds, helping others, make us see the world through rose-tinted spectacles. It is necessary to keep constantly in mind that the color is the main indicator of a person's potentialities. Colors change, of course, with one's moods, but the basic colors do not change unless the person improves or deteriorates the character. You may take it that the basic colors remain the same, but the transient colors fluctuate and vary according to the mood. When you are looking at the color of a person's aura, you should ask, what is the color? Is it clear or muddy? How plainly can I see through it? Does it swirl over certain areas, or is it located almost permanently over one spot? Is it a continuous band of color holding its shape and its form, or does it fluctuate and have sharp peaks and deep valleys? We must also make sure that we are not prejudging a person, because it is a very simple matter to look at an aura and imagine that we see a muddy color, when actually it's not muddy at all. It may be our own wrong thoughts which make a color appear muddy, for, remember, in looking at any other person's aura, we first have to look through our own aura. There is a connection between musical and mental rhythms. The human brain is a mass of vibration with electrical impulses radiating from every part of it. A human emits a musical note depending upon the rate of vibration of that human. Just as one could get near a beehive and hear the drone of a whole lot of bees, so perhaps could some other creature hear humans. Every human has his or her own basic note, which is constantly emitted in much the same way as a telephone wire emits a note in a wind. Further, popular music is such that it is in sympathy with the brainwave formation. It is in sympathy with the harmonic of the body vibration. You may get a hit tune which sets everyone humming it and whistling it. People say that they have such and such a tune running constantly through their head. Hit tunes are ones which key in to the human brain waves for a certain time before their basic energy is dissipated. Classical music is of a more permanent nature. It is music which causes our auditory waveform to vibrate pleasantly in sympathy with the classical music. If the leaders of a nation want to rouse up their followers, they have to compose, or have composed, a special form of music called a national anthem. One hears the national anthem, and one gets filled with all sorts of emotions. Then one stands upright and thinks kindly of the country, or thinks fierce thoughts of other countries. That is merely because the vibrations, which we call sound, have caused our mental vibrations to react in a certain way. Thus it is possible to pre-order certain reactions in a human being by playing certain types of music to that person. A deep-thinking person, one who has high peaks and deep hollows to his brainwave form, likes music of the same type, that is, music having high peaks and a deep wave form. But a scatterbrained person prefers the scatterbrained music, music that is more or less a jingle jangle, and on a chart would be represented more or less accurately by just a squiggle. Many of the greatest musicians are those who consciously or subconsciously can do astral traveling, and who go to the realms beyond death. They hear the music of the spheres. Being musicians, this heavenly music makes a vast impression upon them. It sticks in their memory, so that when they come back to earth, they are immediately in a composing mood. They rush to a musical instrument or to lined paper and immediately write down, so far as they remember, the notations of the music which they heard in the astral. Then they say, remembering no better, that they have composed this or that work. the diabolic system of subliminal advertising, in which an advertising message is flashed on the television screen too quick for the conscious eye to see, plays upon one's semi-awareness while not impinging upon the conscious perceptions. The subconscious is jerked to awareness by the flow of wave patterns reaching it, and the subconscious, being 9/10 of the whole, eventually drives the consciousness to go out and purchase the item which was advertised, even though consciously the person concerned knows that he or she does not even desire such a thing. An unscrupulous group of people, such as the leaders of a country who had not the welfare of people at heart, could actually make the people react to any subliminal commands by using this form of advertising. End of lesson 6.